Hey everybody, and welcome back to Whatever Comes to Mind. This is Shane.
And Alyssa.
Well, we did it, folks. We did another whole week. We made it through. How was your guys' week? Oh, that's pretty good. How's your week, Liz?
It was good. I had a good week. I mean, I had off today, so that was nice. Last week, it was a full week, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Got sub pump done today.
And we tagged our tree.
And we tagged our Christmas tree. Because yep. Christmas, as of recording, is 32 days away. 31 as of it dropping. So tomorrow, well, the day that it drops, it'll be a month until Christmas Eve.
Wow. That's insane. It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, so that's crazy to think.
How was your week?
It was good. We also got a loan to consolidate all our debt. So that's exciting. An adult, I know it's boring, but, like, it's exciting that, like, it's the start of paying everything off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Did I get Spider-Man? Yeah, because we got him when we got our phones, I think. I got Spider-Man the day before. Miles Morales.
That happened 2 weekends ago now?
Yeah, it was a while ago now. So, yeah, I already talked about it on the podcast. Still going through it. I don't like to rush, like, I'm sure 95% of the people who played it finished it, but I like to take my time. It's a nice game. I have fun playing it, so, you know, take my time with it.
I like that you take time on video games. I don't want a partner who just plays video games hours on end.
I mean, I do get sucked into it where I do play hours on end, but, like, I make sure I do all the side missions before I even do the main mission, because I'm like, I don't want this to end. And I thought we were going to have more to talk about here.
Yeah, I don't know.
The
house is decorated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The house is decorated. Then we watched...
We did that Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we watched Dolly Parton Sunday.
Yep.
That was fun. I'm glad, because you guys know of our infertility issues. I'm glad the couple in the movie, spoiler alert, they have infertility issues, but they don't fix it by the end of the movie. I hate when it's like, oh, we have infertility within the next episode, or by the end of the movie, it's fixed, and it's gone, and it's done, where that's not real life. And I get it, it's a movie, it could be different. But then, I think that's where people struggle, like, people who don't have infertility struggle what to say with people who do have it, because all the cases they've seen in the media, it's, oh, it gets cleared up in a day, or, you know, one cycle, or, you know what I mean, like,
it has a positive outcome.
Yeah, it's like,
and infertility don't always,
and it's like quick and easy, and it's like, that's not how it is. So people just don't know how to cope with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, wait, do we watch any more Hallmark movies? Just throw that in there.
I don't think so, because I forget what we were doing.
Yeah, we didn't watch either or this past weekend. Or the weekend before, I don't think.
We didn't even watch the Steelers game this weekend.
Yeah.
Because we were busy.
But they won.
They did.
Convincingly, which is good. I saw some of the highlights today, so.
Oh, we did watch, was it Sundays or Saturdays? It was the night we decorated, so it's Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night. We did watch Hallmark.
Yeah. I'm glad I decorated through it. Like, I was still watching it, but I was also decorating.
It was all right. Yeah. It was a Nashville Christmas Carol, and yeah. All right, is the best word to describe that. So I will send you guys into an ad break, and we'll see you after it's done. Okay, guys. So I've been teasing this episode of it's going to be a, you know, special episode. And obviously, if you read the title, you know what it's coming from, because obviously, yeah. So this week is also Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple questions.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because I don't know what the topic is.
So it's just like what you're thankful for.
Oh goodness, so okay.
So something easy. And if I had to scrap the episode, I'll scrap the episode. So I'm not going to ask everyone because there's 30 on here. I'm not going to ask everyone because some are like for when you're at the dinner table. And it's like, say three nice things about someone sitting at the table, which... We're the only two sitting at this desk.
You don't think I can come up with three things nice to say about you?
I think it'd just be awkward. So that's why I said that. So the first one is, if you could thank one person, living or dead, for his or her influence in your life, who would it be? Who would you thank?
Gosh. that's a tough one. I don't know. I guess my parents, they're the only ones I can think of that have really influenced me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know other people have, obviously. Our environment impacts us. Everyone we come in contact influences us. But, like, the only people that I can think of right now that I would go to in my mind of a big impact, a huge impact, is my parents. So.
Yeah, I'd probably say either my mom or my grandfather. What's the most valuable lesson you learned this year?
I feel like this year is teaching me patience. I feel like I have been a patient person, but apparently not as patient as I could be. I'm more patient when it comes to my work. My clients tell me I'm a very patient person, but I feel like since I am so patient at my job, my personal life, I really like to have control and make things happen. And 2020 is all about patience.
I guess for me, I was going to say a joke answer because that's the only thing I can think of right now. But, like, the only thing I can think of is you just got to have faith. Obviously, you guys know what we're talking, like, how we learn these lessons. But, yeah, that's the only thing that is popping into my head right now.
So, are you learning self-control? Like, because you want to say something to people who say that to you, but you have self-control not to?
I guess so. And then I guess another lesson is, it's okay to say you're a loser.
What? Do you mean like you're okay saying you're a loser? What do you mean?
Sometimes it's okay to say you lost. And you didn't win.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like...
No.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that's a jab.
Okay. I don't know what that's a jab about.
I'll tell you after the podcast because, it's not clicking for you.
Nope.
What's three things that always make you smile?
You, my kitties, and Christmas music.
Okay, I'm going to be more specific and say, no, it's fine. Okay. It's just because I don't want to say the same three, because I can say the same three. I'm going to say, you're laughing.
Oh, gosh.
Like when you get really going, oh, man, it makes me laugh when you get going.
I know, but then when you laugh at me. Makes me go more.
And it's just,
contagious.
Contagious, yeah. The cats, obviously. And I'll say my nephews. Different thing. Christmas season makes me smile. There's more than three things that make me smile.
Well, I would hope so.
But it's just
saying name three. Yeah.
What random act of kindness have you received this year?
I know I have, but to try to think of it, like, right away. I'd have to really think about it. I mean, I guess, like, getting my hazard pay is kind.
Okay.
I didn't, like, my company didn't have to give us that money as hazard pay. They could have put it somewhere else.
I can't think of any for me.
People be kind,
though. Oh, yeah, but I can't.
Like off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. I'll go to another one, easier one.
Okay.
Which I think I know your answer. But what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
The food.
What's your favorite dish? I think that's another
cranberry
one.
Cranberry sauce.
Okay.
And mashed potatoes.
Are you a white meat or a dark meat?
I eat either. What are your answers? What did you think I was going to say? Did you get that right?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say food.
Yeah, but the food.
Food.
Yeah, but did you know the dish?
Cranberry. I knew cranberry sauce, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, because I really love your mom's mashed potatoes, too, which I knew your mom did not make them this year.
My favorite thing. I'm going to say football.
Is that on every Thanksgiving?
Yeah, every Thanksgiving.
That's really sad because we didn't even get to watch it this year on Thanksgiving. Well, I guess technically.
It's not Thanksgiving
yet. I know, but my mind goes to... We had Thanksgiving at his parents already, so...
Yeah, so...
My mind goes to that.
But yeah, just, you know, the slowness, I guess, of the day.
It is nice.
Because, like, Thanksgiving, I get Halloween. But Thanksgiving is, like, the first major holiday at the end of the year. So, like, you get to slow down. I also get Friday off, so you get to, you know work for 2 days, just slow down, be with family and friends and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is nice.
What made you laugh the hardest this past year?
Ooh. What made me laugh the hardest? I don't know. The first thing that comes to my mind is just on one of those blooper things that you put on YouTube is that tractor that he was trying to get up on. I don't know what you call it.
The trailer.
He was trying to get on the trailer and it totally went sideways, like off of it, but he kept going. He just rode the mower off. And I know there have been a lot more moments of belly laughing, but I can't remember.
That's the only one. Oh, I can think of one.
But I belly laughed?
We both did.
Oh, tell me.
We were at my parents' house, and I was in the office.
Oh my God, are you going to talk about your dad? That was so funny.
And he was in their bathroom, and he just kind of tooted as I passed the other bathroom. And Alyssa thought he saw me and just tooted to say hi.
No, I thought he was in the bathroom you passed.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
So his parents have a bathroom and they have a hallway bathroom that everybody uses if they're at the house. And I thought he was in the hallway bathroom and the door was open. And I don't think anything about that because in my family, like growing up, it was all women except my dad. So we left the door open all the time. And so Shane and I at our house, when it's just us anyways, when we have company, we'll close it. But we just leave it open. We don't, like, that's just common. So I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, he's in the bathroom and he has it open. But I did, when Shane was walking by, I did think, like, oh, that's a little weird. Just because if my dad was in the bathroom, I'd want the door closed, too. And then I heard a two, and his dad did it as he walked by, like, hey.
But the funny thing is, my mom was in that bathroom taking her contacts out. That's why the light was on. But that made us laugh, and obviously still makes us laugh to this day.
So funny. Sorry, Dad. Because I can only imagine, because his dad is very, not timid, but he's definitely an introvert. He's, like, more quiet. His dad's definitely not one to just, like, play like that.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't, like, fart talk or poop talk or anything like that.
So for me to actually think that's what happened, it made it more funny.
Okay, here's one that'll bring the mood down.
Okay.
What is your biggest struggle in your life right now?
My biggest struggle?
Yeah.
Infertility.
I'm just kidding. If you could share Thanksgiving dinner with one historical figure, who would you choose?
One historical figure. Oh, man, that's so hard. The first person that comes straight to my mind, which I guess I should just go with, is Martin Luther King Jr. Because I just feel like he made huge change, but did it in such a peaceful way. Obviously, there were still, like, things that happened, but I don't know. I just feel like, and we could use that right now. It would be great if we had another Martin Luther King Jr.
I'd pick Teddy Roosevelt.
Why?
He was a great president, and I feel like I could get his wisdom on the country now and all that.
Why do you feel like he was a great president?
I don't remember. I just remember doing a whole bunch of research about him and liking him.
Oh, what did you like about him? I don't know too much about him. I didn't do research on him.
I don't want to be too political this one, but he just seemed, I'm not going to say it. He just seemed, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
Without being really rude.
I didn't know if there was anything he did within his term that, like, comes to your mind that you're like, well, I like this, and he did this, and he made this change, and
I can't think of details right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, all these are like, what was difficult the past year?
Infertility.
What song or poem sums up your life over the past year?
Song or poem. Oh, This Is Me by,
The Greatest Showman?
Yes.
I think I'm gonna be, this song's gonna be for a couple of years, but Swim by Jack's Mannequin.
Oh, okay.
It's just about not giving up and just finding a horizon and just keep fucking going.
Did you pick that because of infertility?
Well, the infertility and then, like, the COVID mess and, like...
Well, I was gonna say I picked mine, too, because infertility. You can tell what consumes us.
I mean, yeah, it's not like we had a normal year where we, you know, we could go out and, you know, you could see people, you know, so we were kind of just stuck in the house thinking about that 24/7.
Yeah.
And what does the term give thanks mean to you?
Don't take anything for granted that you do have. Appreciate all of it. Things that make you comfortable and uncomfortable, because things that make you uncomfortable are making you grow.
Okay.
What about you?
I have no idea. That sounds good, though. I'll take your answer.
I am a therapist.
So that's all kind of the questions I have today. Do you have anything else to say about Thanksgiving? Do you have a Thanksgiving memory?
All my Thanksgiving memories are kind of the same. Just my whole family eating at the table, a big dinner, and my family's loud, and we can be obnoxious sometimes. Some people compare us to an Italian family, like just loud and talking over each other, and anything goes at the table. You can talk about anything. That's just all I remember, us always being together.
Did you ever go to other family members for Thanksgiving?
I can remember some memories. As a young, young kid, I just have one of being at my Aunt Tina's, and the whole family was there. And I can remember sitting in, like, they had a long table that set up in her kitchen. Of course, it was packed because our house isn't even that big. And I just remember sitting there, like, the whole family there eating. And that's it. Like, I don't know what we talked about. I don't even know who I sat by. Like, it's a very vague memory. But other than that, I just remember Thanksgiving sat my parents with just my sister and my parents.
See, what we did was we would rotate between my aunt and our house Christmas and Thanksgiving. And then later on, it just became my aunt's house.
My family wasn't big on doing things with extended family. It was usually just my sister, me, and my parents.
Well,
especially Christmas. Christmas, we only... We did Christmas parties that were, like, before Christmas. We would do them at my gram's before she passed. But other than that, like, Christmas Day, we were always at my parents'. Like, we didn't go anywhere. And Thanksgiving, we didn't go anywhere except those few times. I know it was more than once that we had gone to my aunt's, but I only have that one
memory.
Yeah. That's it, folks. How long was that? Or do we need to talk more?
It's only 17 minutes, but you know what? We'll let you guys out early today. I keep thinking this drops on Wednesday. Go get your last minute shopping done. Go grab that turkey and that stuffing, and just go make it a great Thanksgiving this year. Even despise COVID, just go and reflect on this past year and give thanks for all that you have.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.